Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 91 today, under mainly clear skies. Lows around 72. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, 90. Upper 80s, Friday, with a chance of thunderstorms. Turning warmer, Saturday, with highs in the low 90s, storms continue. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 72.
Kansas, Mid-America, Thunderbrook News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the recent storms and rain that's moved itself across the state of Kansas and more potentially to come here throughout the week, many farmers have been in scramble mode trying to go through their summer harvest, getting as much wheat out of the field as possible before things get wet again. As many farmers say that with the recent rains, it has been delaying the harvest and harming some of the quality of the crop.
When you look at it on the ground, it's not a pretty sight. It's really just gotten worse here in the last week with the last rains. The quality of the straw and the integrity of the heads.
In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations reports that agents have arrested a former corrections officer on Tuesday this week in connection to alleged child sex crimes. As a 36-year-old former Cloud County Sheriff's Office employee has been arrested for 12 counts of sexual exploitation of a child and alleged possession and distribution of child pornography.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing? It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Eck Foreign to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between? Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Eck Ford or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment kicked off this new week by announcing that the state of Kansas has seen more than a total of 80 cases of the measles spread across 12 different counties, most of them being in southwestern portions of the state, with three hospitalizations. KSN News reports that the three hospitalization cases are connected, and most of them are in Gray County, where they say there is good news, according to the National Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announcing only 20 different new measles cases last week in total, with Iowa having their first outbreak as of Thursday last week. States with active outbreaks include us here in the state of Kansas, along with our surrounding neighbors, including Oklahoma, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Illinois, Montana, North Dakota, Georgia, and Iowa. Health officials here in the state of Kansas continue to remind individuals to get the measles shots, especially for those younger across the state, saying that the three that have died so far nationwide were two elementary school-aged children and one adult. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America, Nebraska News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing battle for the implementation of marijuana across the state of Nebraska, more than 82 different smoke and vape shops in Lincoln, Nebraska, that are friendly to THC, as retailers have officially now received new letters of cease and desist letters from the Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilger's office, telling them to stop the selling of the THC-containing products. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the AG's office is ramping up their pushback to get stores to stop selling the Delta 8, Delta 9, and other products that may contain the THC, and argues that the selling of that may be unregulated, unsafe, and illegal ways to get high within the state. There has been pushback from the retail stores right now discussing the legality of the selling of those products and argue that federal law might have a loophole allowing the selling of the Delta 8 and Delta 9 products. The state legislative session, it did pass a bill to clearly make them illegal within the state, as the bill is set to reconvene and have more discussion in 2026.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday discussed a request for Marshall County Partnership for Growth for $10,000 this year in funding, double the amount budgeted. Recently hired director Mike Miller spoke of active development of housing, developing and reselling a home in Blue Rapids, where the group currently owns 3 building lots. The hope is to initiate housing construction in the $150,000 to $250,000 range, and that if a dozen or more homes were eventually built, private sector attention could be drawn. Councilmember Colleen Behrens noted the city had multiple other big projects in the works and suggested adding the increase to next year's budget. A motion to proceed with the request for $10,000 this year was passed on a 7-1 vote, with Behrens voting no. One Marysville director, Wayne Cruzy, outlined plans for the 4th of July activities, noting that additional volunteers are needed and may contact his office. He asked input regarding Independence Day activities in 2026, which will mark the 250th anniversary of the United States. Approval was granted for drainage improvements for the Diamonds, the Lakeview Sports Complex, which passed on a 7-1 vote, with Kevin Throm voting no. A fireworks ordinance was presented, which would allow sales of fireworks June 20th through July 7th, but would limit discharge of fireworks within city limits June 27th through July 7th. The ordinance was passed 7-1, with Kevin Throm voting no. He noted during discussion that if sales dates were expanded, there would likely be fireworks discharged from the date fireworks went on sale. Jen Shriver with the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and talked about recent projects as well as the mission and goals of Hanover Hospital.
The Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic defines its broader community role through its mission of putting the care back into healthcare. By actively engaging all members of our community, young, old, in both patient care and community support roles, the hospital sees itself as part of a network that not only supports medical needs, but also the social and emotional well-being of our residents. We love to make it abundantly clear that Hanover Hospital and Clinic's future goals for community engagement include our ongoing commitment to medicine, along with the volunteerism and community partnerships. We really do aim in expanding reach, enhancing services, and deepening the engagement with all of those that we serve.
A celebration of life service is planned Thursday evening for David Dean Crozier, age 71 of Wymore, who passed away June 5th. Service 5 until 7 p.m. at the Blue Springs Memorial Fire Hall, with the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in charge of arrangements for David Crozier. Memorial service for Betty Jean Thomas, age 89, formerly of Liberty, who passed away June 19th, is planned Friday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Beatrice, Nernman, and Wymore Cemetery. Visitation on Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jean Thomas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and apricots. Tomorrow, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Community Band will continue their summer concert series Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Handicapped access without steps available on the west side behind the Kester Block commercial buildings. Bring your lawn chairs. Concert begins Thursday evening at 7:30. This Thursday, the Kester House Foundation will host a fish fry beginning at 5 p.m. Free will donation. Fish fry begins at 5, the concert at 7:30 Thursday at the Kester House Gardens, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Some scattered showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Still some rain showers possible by Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. And more scattered showers continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A slight chance for some rain showers by Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then showers may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers are still possible as we head into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers off and on throughout Monday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and more rain possible throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June 88, record high on this date 112. The average low 67, the record low 48. Sunset this evening at 9, with sunrise in the morning at 6. We had another 35 hundredths of an inch, give or take, at studios Tuesday afternoon, bringing our two-day total Monday, Tuesday to about 3/4 inch. Sunny and 72 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 25th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, of full or part-time hours and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy. Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Bean counting in Beantown. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The Boston Celtics saving $180 million in luxury taxes this week, and it's only Wednesday. Monday, they trade away Drew Holiday. Yesterday, the Celtics deal Kristaps Porzingis, who lands in Atlanta, part of a three-team deal with the Hawks and Nets. What's it all mean in Boston?
It means them phone lines are ringing in Boston. My understanding is the Celtics are getting offers, calls on both Jaylen Brown and Derek White. The Celtics have high price thresholds for both players. We know how great Jaylen Brown and Derek White are, so I'm sure they're getting some massive offers.
ESPN insider Shams Charania, Boston making major changes. The Pelicans making a deal as well. They send CJ McCollum as part of a package to the Wizards. Jordan Poole heading to New Orleans in return. In Dallas, Kyrie Irving, instead of picking up his player option, agrees to a new three-year deal for $119 million. Tonight, Mavs have the first pick in the draft. Cooper Flagg, a virtual certainty to go number one overall. Chase Burns was taken second overall a year ago in the baseball draft. Last night, made his major league debut, recording his first six outs via strikeouts against the Yankees. Reds fell behind but beat New York in 11. Angels beat Boston in 10. Christian Moore, a game-tying homer in the eighth, and then a two-run walk-off shot in the 10th. Baltimore hits three consecutive homers in the seventh, but loses to Texas in 10. O's are the only team in baseball without a walk-off win this season. Tigers beat the A's. They become the first team to 50 wins this year. Braves beat the Mets 7-4. New York's lost 10 of 11. Padres rally to beat the Nationals 4-3. Brewers a 9-3 win over the Pirates. Milwaukee with 48 runs over its last five games. WNBA, Fever an 8-point win over Seattle, snapping a three-game losing streak. The Sky rallies from down 14 to beat the LA Sparks 97-86. Mystics top the Lynx 68-64.
Macy's lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses are here, which means you'll find great July 4th deals now on beautiful home updates, like the 7-piece Whitburn outdoor dining set, $19.99. Customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, now $21.79. And 20 to 65% off top mattress brands like Sealy. And with Macy's white glove delivery, we'll set it all up and whisk away all that packaging too. But hurry in. These summer deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, briskets, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th, home of the USAC Midwest Midget National Championship. This national championship race will have some of the nation's top drivers for the Thursday through Saturday event. After the races, enjoy the beer garden with live music or ride the mechanical bull. Free admission to the horse arena events with a rough stock rodeo, extreme trail challenge, and a fun open horse show. There'll be a carnival and many special events. Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th in Fairbury, Nebraska. Visit us at jeffcofair.us or on Facebook at Jefferson County Fair, Nebraska.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors were in rally mode Tuesday, sending the Dow Jones 500 points higher to its first close over 43,000 since March. The S&P gained more than 1%, the NASDAQ 1.5%, both indexes nearing all-time highs. The Federal Reserve's in no hurry to cut interest rates until the effect of President Trump's tariffs is clearer. Chair Jerome Powell has told a House committee that he does expect prices to start rising soon. That same uncertainty around tariffs and trade is weighing on FedEx. The shipping company is signaling caution for the rest of the year and forecasting profits below expectations. That sent FedEx share prices down 5% in after-hours trading. Crypto prices, though, rose Tuesday on word that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran appeared to be holding. The Senate also took up a bill setting rules for cryptocurrency. This morning, Bitcoin was approaching $107,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the middle of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from the markets yesterday in the grains market. Those did start off in the red and did not dip into the green at all throughout the day as they stayed in the red. A similar story for the seeds market and the livestock market did start off strong, but however ended up in the red. We'll see if these trends can flip around for today's trading day. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off in the corn market, July corn finished down 3 cents at 416 and a quarter. September corn finished down 5 and a quarter at 412 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July finished down 15 and a quarter cents at 534 and three quarters. September KC wheat, same story, down 15 and a quarter at 549 and three quarters. In the oats market, July oats down 3 and a quarter at 363.5. September oats down 13.25 at 343.75. In the bean market, July soybeans down 12 pennies at 10.46¾. August soybeans finished down 11¾ at 10.50¼. Soybean meal for July down $1.90 at 280.50. August soybean meal down $2.10 at 284.80. Soybean oil for July down $1.07 at 52.17. August soybean oil down $1.10 at 52.25. Over in the canola market, July canola finished down $28.20 at 693.40. November canola finished down $18.80 at 706.20. July cotton $2.05 in the green at 66.01. December cotton up 38 cents at 67.79. And a quick look at the stock market from yesterday. The Dow Jones was up 534 points. The S&P 500 was up 73 points.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Folk, Rough Country, Superlift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University. This is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Double cropping is a technique used when two crops grow in the same field during a single growing season. This strategy can be beneficial to producers, but managing weeds is an important part of making it work. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster shares tips for planning effective weed control when double cropping.
One of the things about double cropping is that you kind of have to plan for it a little bit in your wheat crop, because a lot of the herbicides that we tend to use in our wheat crops are group 2 or ALS inhibiting herbicides. So that would be things like Glean or Ally. And oftentimes the herbicide that's left in the soil after we make that application to control weeds in wheat is going to present a problem for emergence and growth of the subsequent double crop. So just being aware of what you've used in your wheat and how that might affect your options for double crops. So just because you've used a herbicide that tends to have a longer crop rotation, like a Glean type of product, we do have, in particular in corn and soybeans, some varieties and hybrids that could tolerate some of those residues. So just kind of being aware and knowing what your options are there is important for herbicide carryover considerations.
Lancaster outlines considerations when developing a weed control plan.
Start clean, stay clean is kind of one of the bumper sticker slogans for weed scientists. And so that can be really important, especially as we have wet wheat harvests. We take that canopy off and all of a sudden the tiny little kochia, tiny little pigweeds that were lurking under the canopy kind of become monsters. So making sure that you have a good burn down program that includes some residual herbicides to carry through for weed control in your double crop is important.
She discusses options growers have when deciding how to manage weeds.
Some of the common herbicides that we might think about for burn down programs would include glyphosate, ferny grasses, and as well as volunteer wheat. But we also want to think about things that have good contact activity. So sometimes that can be paraquat, but there are, you know, obviously considerations around using paraquat. Other contact herbicides that we've had good results with in our trials, things like Sharpen, products that contain the active ingredient saflufenacil. And there's a relatively newer product, it's kind of a cousin to Sharpen, called Reviton, that can work well too in burn down situations for pigweeds and kochia.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster detailing weed management strategies for hopefully a successful double crop. For more information, visit eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We love roasted pumpkin seeds in the fall. Why not watermelon seeds in the summer? We will tell you how it's done on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 25th, the 176th day of the year. Singer Carly Simon has a birthday, and this was the day of Custer's last stand at Little Bighorn in 1876. Have you ever wondered if watermelon seeds are good for anything other than the spitting contests? It turns out roasted watermelon seeds are somewhat of a snack staple in the Middle Eastern countries. Here's how to prepare them. Save only the black seeds, rinse and air dry for 24 hours. Coat them with cooking spray, place on a baking sheet and roast in a 325-degree oven for about 20 minutes. Once cooled, sprinkle on some sea salt and you're ready to enjoy your new treat. Watermelon seeds are meant to be shelled before eating, by the way, just like sunflower seeds. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipe ideas online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. The rain showers moved out of the area. Wide-ranging precipitation amounts. We had another 35 hundredths. Tuesday afternoon, round two brought us to about 3/4 inch for the week. Looks like additional rounds possible later Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to get that hot, humid trend again with highs around 90 for the remainder of this week. 75 degrees this hour.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are going into game number 2 of their 3-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. That one is at home at Kauffman Stadium with first pitch tonight at 6:40. They're coming off their 3-game series from over the weekend against the San Diego Padres, where they ended up going 1-3 for the series, only winning game number 1 in a 6-5 victory, losing game 2 5-1. And losing game 3 in a close 3-2 loss. That does still put them in that number 3 slot for the American League Central as they finally ended up topping over the Minnesota Twins with a 38-40 overall record. The Twins now at 37-41. They are now one game behind the Cleveland Guardians that are sitting at 39-37. After this series, it wraps up on Thursday. They do stay at home at Kauffman Stadium for their weekend series against the Dodgers with a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's game at 7:10 p.m., Saturday at 3:10, and a midday game on Sunday.
Marysville Senior Legion baseball team is back in action at Seneca. Doubleheader at 6 at 8 p.m. this evening. Back at home hosting Atchison on Saturday and Donovan County on Sunday.
KNDY.